Our next two presenters, consistently presenting at this conference on the NLRI, just great presenters. So pleased to introduce, very interesting topic, major developments under the National Labor Relations Act amid the resurgence of organized labor. That topic spot on. I'm seeing that in my practice, lots more labor questions than we'd typically been receiving. So let me introduce Bob first. Bob is the labor and employment practice leader for the Dallas office of Morgan Lewis, a colleague and a friend. So pleased to welcome Bob. Bob just has a wealth of experience both in this area and employment generally. More than 50 lawsuits taken to verdict and nearly 100 arbitrations handled. So welcome, Bob. Rod as well. Rod Tanner is a founding shareholder of Tanner & Associates, a wide variety of practice there, diverse labor and employment, but focused on civil litigation, administrative proceedings, arbitrations, and collective bargaining. Rod is a fellow in the College of Labor and Employment Lawyers and a past chair of the State Bar of Texas Labor and Employment Law. So welcome, Bob and Rod.
Thank you. Amber, how do we get our stuff? We'll both share it. Okay. Now, Rod Tanner and I have been doing this for a few years, so this is not our first rodeo, and we're going to try to share this computer for the PowerPoints. Let me get back to where we were.
Nope, I didn't. If you guys want to get started, I will.
Okay, well, while she's trying to pull up the technology, I'll start the old-fashioned way. We're going to show you in a moment a slide that lists... Oh. What's wrong?
You're just not speaking into the microphone.
As loud as I am, I thought everyone could hear me anyway. Okay, all right. The board right now... Well, as of last week, was comprised of three Democrats. It would be four Democrat appointees. And one of the four, one was a Republican and one vacancy. They have just filled the vacancy. Biden announced last week that he was reappointing. There we go. He was reappointing Lauren McFerrin, who's up in the far left-hand corner, for another five-year term, and she will be the chair. And then he filled the vacancy. Let's see if I get to that vacancy guy. There we go. Joshua Diddleberg, who is a Republican board member. He's a partner at Seyfarth Shaw in Illinois, very well-regarded. So we'll now have a completely full board and a general counsel, who is also shown on that prior slide, Jennifer Abruzzo. As you know, the membership of the board, it's five for 5 years. There will be, now it'll be a majority Democrat. Now it was Republican up until John Ring stepped down, and he's going to speak at lunch, so he can tell you about that. We are seeing a lot of activity going on right now. You know, Rod and I have been giving this speech for so long, and I was telling him last year, the thing about it is we would stand up here saying how union activity and union organizing is about to just go through the roof, and every year we'd be back the next year, and everyone would be kind of yawning and saying, well, you guys told us it would. It is now. We're seeing all kinds of increased activity. We're seeing employee activism on the increase. A lot of that goes back to the BLM. Labor markets are tight right now, which gives labor unions, particularly those in manufacturing and in the skilled trades, immeasurably much bargaining power. The other thing that's interesting, and we can talk about this later, but for the first time that I can recall in a long, long, long time, the general view of unions is very favorable. And the younger the individual, it tends to be the more favorable. So, you know, the old days with trying to say that they're an adjunct of the mafia or something and scaring off employees is over.